Everton, another defeat, disappointing, but probably more positive signs today, kind of dominated the game at times.
Yeah, I think Tuesday night we got to a degree what we deserved. I think tonight we didn't get anything near what we deserved today. I thought the lads' commitment, effort, work rate, and their play at times was really good. And we didn't have what you'd call a real clear-cut chance, apart from the few set pieces, headers, in and around the box. But we certainly created enough to get ourselves back in the game. And the last goal was just a killer. And, you know, it kills everybody off because we've worked so hard to get back in the game and to do the right things. And we've done that today. And I can't fault them today. They were excellent. You know, and I think back to Tuesday and, again, you think back to Tuesday and it wasn't a great performance at times. It was a bit disjointed. And but we still had, you know, Harvey had, apart from the goals, had one other save to make. And the game, you know, for us, their keeper made four or five excellent saves. So we're not getting the rub of the green. Certainly we didn't play well at Stourport. But today I thought we matched them in the way they were, you know, in a combative way. We competed really well. And when we had the chance to play, we did. And it just wasn't our day in the end, you know. It was a week, but we got to stop giving away soft goals.
Yeah, well, again, the opener was from the penalty spot. What's your take on the penalty?
Yeah, it looks like a pen, you know. But again, we're learning. We are a young group and we are still learning, and we got to get better at it. And just said that to him in there. We've got to be like them at times, you know. You've got to be nasty and horrible, and Nate's got to head it out the ground rather than heading it just off the pitch. And Tony's not quite in the right position, and then they pick up a quick throw and Tony's out of position and he gives the penalty away. And to be fair, he's lucky to stay on the pitch, so we're thankful for that. Harvey couldn't quite get there, and then a little bit of naive defending, because again a silly foul on the edge of the box, and it cost us again right at the end after all the work the lads have put in to make a game of it. And you know, and then we get the goal after that, and we're pushing for a second one, and you know, and in the end it's not to be, but we didn't get what we deserved today. And I thought the lads' effort was excellent, their commitment was excellent. You know, we defended with bodies on the line at times, and our play was good at times as well on a really difficult pitch.
Certainly came out second half and seemed to really up the tempo and almost had success quite early on, didn't we?
Yeah, we asked them not to change what they're doing, keep doing the same thing. As we said, sometimes we're going to have to play a little bit different away from home, and we did that today, and we worked on it on Thursday, and I thought they took it on board really well and did exactly that. And we showed that if we do that, we are fitter than other teams, and we looked fit and strong, and we kept going right to the end, and they were starting to breathe a little bit, and their legs were going a little bit, but we just needed that goal at 1-0, and it wasn't to be, and it's just a shame we didn't get the one before they got their second. And if we'd have got the first one before they got their second, who knows, we may have gone on and won the game, but we certainly didn't deserve to lose the game on the day.
Another away game. Before we get back to Egg Street, do you think it's going to be kind of a steep contrast between home and away games this season?
Well, the teams are going to be the same. They've got their way of playing that suits them. We've played a team today that play a style of football that suits their team, suits their players. It's not the way I would want to play, but it's what the players they've got, it suits their way. We've got to adjust to players, you know, and teams that come to us and wherever we go. You know, a big factor today obviously was the pitch. The pitch wasn't good, and so we couldn't play out from the back and, you know, and do stuff like that. But I thought we made good decisions at good times today in the way we played. And yes, like I said, we've got to make sure we prepare home and away for what teams are going to throw at us. And today they threw something at us. When they come to us next, whether they'll play a different style or not, I don't know. But we'll have to wait and see when they come to us.
Not just talking about chances, but it seemed like the front two had more joy today and were involved in the game much more.
Yeah, they were patient and they worked hard, and they, like, so it didn't just, you know, wouldn't just quite drop for them. You know, John's had the one over his shoulder and it wouldn't come down, it was in the air for a long time. You know, Pablo's had a header in the first half and he just couldn't quite get over it. And so, yeah, so they were more involved. And again, I think because we've made it a bit clearer when we're away from home, we might have to be a little bit more direct, and, you know, we might have to go a little bit longer at times. And because obviously pitches and grounds and the way teams play don't suit the way we play. We've got to, certainly at home, we can try and enforce our way of playing on them. But away from home, it's difficult when you're an away team. So, yeah, but they were involved more and their work rate was excellent. And as all of them were, not one of them to fault for their effort and work rate. You know, sometimes decision-making can be a bit better, but it was, on a whole, it was pretty good today.
And the one thing for me was just, it sounds strange, but Highgate knew how to win a game at this level, don't they? And perhaps that might be something we need to learn.
Yeah, I mean, we know how to win football matches. We need to score more than they do, simple as. And, you know, and at the end of the day, that's the way they'll play every single week. But they've got players that have played at this level every week, and we haven't. We've got players that have played at different levels, and we're coming together as a new team, and we are a new team. We're bonding, we're getting to know one another still, and we did say this, that there was going to be speed bumps along the way, and it's not a great start when you lose two of your first three games, but the performances in the three games, two of them, we've done extremely well, and we should have got something out of today's game. And if we'd have gone into next week's game with 4 points on the board, you'd have said, well, we've had one at home, two away, you know, and we've taken 4 points, you'd be happy with that. But we have to respect the teams that we play, because they're in the same league as us. We've got to respect them, and we've got to compete against them, and hopefully we'll come out on top. And like I said, today I don't feel as though we got what we deserved.